This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Filing of nominations for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. 57 Lok Sabha seats in seven states and one union territory will be covered in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in this last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will take place tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the seventh phase will be held on the 1st of June. Counting of votes for all seven phases of the general elections will be held on the 4th of June. High voltage campaigning is underway for the remaining three phases of Lok Sabha elections after completion of polling for the first four phases. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Bongaon in West Bengal. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally at Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh today. He claimed INDIA bloc constituent parties are working to safeguard the constitution. Speaking at the rally, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said INDIA bloc, if voted to power, will provide new employment opportunities to the youths and scrap the Agniveer scheme. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi held a public meeting at Rai Bareli in the state. In a related development, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today filed his nomination paper from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh. Varanasi will go to polls in the seventh phase of general elections. The Prime Minister is seeking a third consecutive term from the constituency. The centre has extended the ban imposed on the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, LTTE, for 5 more years. The Ministry of Home Affairs in its notification said the central government has taken the decision as LTTE continues to pose a threat to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India. The ministry cited the disruptive separatist and secessionist activities of LTTE that are a grave threat to the security of Indian nationals as the reason for the ban. The government had declared the LTTE an unlawful association in May 2019 and banned it for 5 years. The Election Commission has said over 90% complaints have been disposed by it since the enforcement of Model Code of Conduct and no major complaint is pending from political parties except the Congress and the BJP. In a statement today, the Commission said 425 major complaints have been filed by various political parties and candidates. Of these, action has been taken or matter disposed in 400 cases. ECI said 170 complaints were filed by the Congress, 95 by the BJP, and 160 complaints by other parties. The Commission said a few complaints of the Congress and the BJP against each other are pending, alleging violation of Model Code of Conduct. In the past, the Commission has been issuing notices to individual leaders who had committed violations of the MCC. In Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK, 4 people were killed and more than 100 injured following violent clashes with Pakistani forces. According to authorities, at least 2 of the victims died from gunshot wounds, while one of the 4 people who died was a police officer. Thousands of protesters have been on the streets since Friday to protest, demanding tax-free electricity and subsidies on wheat flour. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert in Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts of Kerala for heavy to very heavy rainfall today. It said those living in downstream areas of rivers should be prepared to shift to safer places in the event of release of excess water from dams. Meanwhile, the IMD said that heat wave conditions are likely over Konkan region today and tomorrow. It said West Rajasthan is expected to face heat wave conditions from tomorrow till the 18th of this month. Uttar Pradesh, South Haryana and Bihar are likely to face heat wave for 3 days from Thursday. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden crashed out of the prestigious Italian Open tennis in Rome in Italy today. The second-seeded Indian-Australian duo faced a defeat against the unseeded pair of Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori of the host country, 2-6-4-6, in the men's doubles pre-quarters. And with that, we end this news bulletin.